Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Spain Real Estate brings you this hour. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. Triple in for Andy Bucker. We got Randy Mack. And we're going to talk some football. Let's go in the huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now. Let's go. Zach.
Now, what is it? Wait a minute. Xavier Babudar, a.k.a. Chief Saholic, ordered to pay $10.8 million to ex-bank teller after a robbery at gunpoint.
Is this the Super Chief fan guy, right?
Yeah.
Is that guy? Yeah. I mean, he got to pay back $10.8. I mean, that's a lot of license plates.
That's
a lot of damn license plates.
Well, maybe he found $200K buried in a mason jar somewhere.
I don't know. That's a lot of license plate, a lot of woodwork, a lot of uniform sewed, all that, man. Yeah, he's going to be paying it off for a while.
A lot of trash on the highway.
Yeah, man. A lot of that, man. But that was always a funny thing because it's like this dude really it was acting like he didn't do that. Thing. Like, he really was acting
what
like
sociopaths
he was acting like it wasn't a really big deal that day. He was knocking out check cash spot.
Well, have you seen the interest rates they charge? He's doing God's work.
Yeah, that's all it was. and you know what, Rob? That's probably how he looked at
that's
it,
probably,
too. That's probably how
he looked
at it. Everybody
can justify their bad behavior,
hell,
man.
Yeah. What a crazy dude.
So do we really think the Saints, Seahawks, Rams, Cowboys, Bucks may be in the market for quarterback? Or as dark horse candidates? I don't know.
I think the Saints might be.
Saints might be.
Yeah, because Derek Carr, I think this is last year of his guaranteed money.
But Geno just got paid.
But Geno's on it. Geno, to me, I think they're looking for an upgrade over Geno. And I'm saying that, you know, just a younger guy. They would
be comfortable to bring him in and let Geno be a placeholder.
They were in the quarterback market last year. They were talking about that, but they went in and had drafted Witherspoon right there. The Rams, why not? I mean, Stafford ain't getting no younger. Cowboys,
Stafford play one more year or two more years?
I think Stafford plays two more years. Dak, I mean, he's in the last year of his contract. They're probably not going to do an extension. They can't franchise tag him. Not saying they can't get something done last year. They explained why they haven't given him a contract extension because of the money and how it would go into next year and all those other different things.
Well, their offensive line is basically gone out there in Dallas.
But then you saw CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb needs a contract. They franchised Micah Parsons they picked up his fifth-year option at a different position, which is $3 million less than what he got at linebacker. So, I mean, he's going to be frustrated. So, Dallas got a whole lot of stuff they got to do. And Tampa, probably not this year. They're probably waiting next year to see if they can get somebody as far as a replacement for Baker.
Yeah, I want to get your take on this. The whole thing with Justin Fields is kind of almost shocking and jarring to me. You know, here he is. He's available. This big market for him potentially. nah, we're just going to go be a backup.
Well, I mean, I think because they have it. Cause what did Mike Thomas say? Pole position. That means Russell's, yeah, you know, he's leading the clubhouse and all those different things. Not saying that Justin can't beat him. My thing is this: Russell would have to lose the job more than Justin would have to take it.
Yeah.
And I think Justin is good. Because I keep thinking, I think Justin, I want to keep saying this, guy, and I think Justin should probably be the quarterback because you might have more potential with him going forward. Now, if this was Justin's third year and they traded him to this position, maybe let him go and be the starter because they still got a decision on his fifth-year option, all those different things. But I just think that when you look at Justin, one thing he's going to woo. Like, I promise you, practice after practice, especially when there's fans and everybody's like, oh, Justin Fields should be quarterback.
Yeah.
Because all the excitement and all those different things.
He should do that, try to create some buzz.
Yes, and then, you know, the one thing with Russell, he's just going to be consistent. He's going to be consistent and all those different things.
Hopefully not a weirdo like that.
And he ain't weird, man.
He's kind of weird.
He's not
kinda
weird.
Corny.
He's not corny. Why are you corny?
He's just corny. Some of the way he presents himself and seems so insincere. Just like, ugh.
He's just
a vibe, just a reading, I guess, man.
He knows how to be a CEO. He knows about his brand. He protects his brand at all costs.
Oh, good for
him.
J.J. McCarthy, you know, what was it, just in November? Everybody's thinking, well, he's clearly a second-day pick. Yeah. Now he's creeping up in the top 10. I guess further evaluation because he didn't have to throw the ball that much in Michigan.
Well, the thing with that is whenever you're the third or fourth quarterback, there's always those guys always get pushed up most of the time in the draft for a lot of other reasons. So you're telling me that you're going to settle for the fourth-best quarterback because he's not the best quarterback in this draft.
Nope.
He's the fourth-best quarterback in this draft.
And Drake
maybe the fifth. I mean, I don't think he's better. I don't think he's better than Michael Penix. That's just my thought process. I don't think he's better than Michael Penix.
Michael Penix has to be, right?
Huh?
The injury history of Michael Penix.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, but he's been cleared of it and everything like that. But, yeah, I don't think that – like, J.J.'s the type of quarterback that gets your ass fired.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, he's
and the GM.
And the GM. He gets the coach, GM, everybody.
A lot of families get uprooted when you miss on the quarterbacks.
A lot of kids crying saying goodbye to their friends for quarterbacks like him. I'm just telling you, that's the nature. That's what happens. It ain't me making something up. That's usually what happens in a position where a quarterback like him gets pushed up more than everybody's saying this. Everybody says the same thing except for the scouts. You're like, or the TV people are like, really?
But it's not like all the NFL pundits. All the regular guys, and, of course, former executives who are now pundits, they should be like Weatherman. Weatherman should also be held accountable for their forecasts. They never seem to get it right.
Well, they had accounted to get fired. They're fired. If you mess up on this thing right here, this pick, and you're talking about
JJ? The people that cover it. And
I mean,
the Mel Kiper's,
I think the one thing about those type of media things like that, you just got to take it for what it is. Take it for what it is. It's a business.
We want to talk about football year round, and they help us.
And they help you do it right there. And I don't know what Mel or all them other – I don't know what their hit rates are. They get the first pick right a lot, so I guess that gives them some credibility. But a lot of times it's pretty obvious who they're going to get at that position. But, yeah, I mean, the thing with the quarterback is that they're always going to get pushed up no matter what draft there is. The phrase generational draft class I think is the most overrated thing considering how many of these dudes – like, remember the Trevor Lawrence draft class?
Yep.
Everybody except for Trevor Lawrence on the new team. Everybody except for Trevor Lawrence is on a new team. And so, I mean, that's why I just view it that way. Just never know. It's all about environment. It's all about, you know, the coaching. And sometimes
– it's really about the coaching.
But sometimes the dude just ain't good.
Yeah.
I mean, dude just is
– What is that fundamental? I think I finally cracked this code. I've been mulling over this. Quarterback, the most scrutinized position when it comes to valuation.
Yes.
The guy can have all the tools. The fast twitch muscles, the big arm, the mobility.
Yes.
Fast twitch processing. You either have it or you don't. But you can have all the athleticism in the world if you don't have the fast twitch processing.
What did Rod say in his presser talking about the quarterback? Fast processor.
Fast processor.
Fast processor. He was talking about the fast processor. And he got on one that Kirk can process fast.
Well,
and
there's
all
not much
things
he hadn't seen on a football
field.
Yeah,
exactly. And so when you get these young quarterbacks in a situation where – because you look at Caleb. Caleb's going number one pick. Usually when you go to a team with the number one pick, the team is god-awful.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. They got the number one pick because Carolina stunk.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you look at it from that standpoint, they got some good things. They went out and got Keenan Allen to add with Moore and Clement. They got a young, really good tackle.
They're in better shape than a lot of teams that draft first quarterback.
They are in a better shape than a lot of teams that have picked number one overall.
Are they ready to win 10, 11 games and challenge the Lions in that division?
I don't see why they wouldn't. I think Eberflus, you know, is – I think he's a good football coach. You look at how they played down the stretch and everything. But, I mean, They still got some holes on defense they got to, but they went out and they addressed all three levels of the defense with an impact player. Obviously, they went and got Montez Sweat. They went and got Edmonds last year from Buffalo. They went and signed Johnson, the cornerback. Right. So they got those three elite level type players, but they just got to put it all together. And Caleb, you know, they can't overwhelm him, you know, try to put too much on because he has a lot of help around him.
Well, remember Matt Ryan had Michael Turner. That kind of cushioned that blow.
And just gave it to him like this. So DeAndre Swift's going to be big for them because they went and got him to be a runner. So, I mean, they got some good piece to put a young quarterback in.
All right, we are going in the huddle. It's Andy and Randy Tribble in for Andy Mucker. Where is Andy? He went down to the beach, didn't he?
Yeah, him and his family, they all went down there to hang out and everything like that.
He looks like me, though. He burst into flames in the sun, man. I hope he's under a canopy.
Yeah, my boy, he burns easily, man. He burns easily.
There's not a lot of melanin here. Pasty Dutchman, that's what I am.
Pasty Dutchman.
All right, Falcons add a couple of Jags, just another guy maybe. Got a cornerback, Kevin King. At least he's a veteran cornerback. That's a place of need. Maybe he can do something.
He took 22 off.
Yep.
And then was Achilles tear 23 coming back from the time off and everything. I mean, the more I guess you look at it from a standpoint, he's a second round pick, started games in this league. I'm not saying that he's going to make the team a big impact player and everything like that. But you go out and sign him. You had the depth piece at end with James Smith Williams. Who was recently with Washington.
Well, those one-year prove-it deals. Yeah, and that's worked out sometimes with Falcons. You found some guys.
It works out. I mean, there's still some guys out there. Obviously, we know that, you know, the Falcons seem to be open to bringing Calais back. What are his prospects as far as if there's a
I think it's whether or not Calais wants to
come back. Exactly, because if there's a TV gig or snow, if there's a TV gig, because that's one of the things where he is in his career.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a TV gig that's like it's sitting there.
But one thing about it, in the last few games last year, the way he was moving around, especially he was moving around like a 32-year-old, 30-year-old.
Yeah, he played really good, man. He really did.
Would that be enough to make him want to come back, though?
I think more than anything, does he want to play for Raheem? Or I don't see why he wouldn't want to play for Rob. Yeah. But I think a lot of that has to go into it because he's not going to get the same paycheck that he got last year. He's not going to get that. But I think that when you look at, you know, where he is in his career, you take care of him, give him Wednesdays off. You know,
but he's also thinking long term.
But
then
you think long term because them TV jobs don't come around as much. And he's really good.
And he's good.
He's really good when he fills in on the NFL Network and stuff. He's really good. So if one of those jobs were out there, I wouldn't be surprised if he decided to take it.
That's like a grown ass man uncle to have in that locker room.
Yeah, he's very, very, you know, he's been around. He's seen everything, you know,
and
he's one of those guys when they speak and you saw. The impact that he had on the squad when he got his 100th sack and how all the guys came over and did all those different things. This shows what he means to a locker room and everything like that. But I wouldn't be surprised. But they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to upgrade the pass rush. Obviously, at that eighth pick, the defensive end is, you know, I think they'll have their pick of one of those guys as far as the edge rusher. My only thing I say this all the time, Rob, is if Adunze is there or somebody like that, they're better at their job than
the current person.
Then that I think they're better football players than Dallas Turner. That's just my opinion. You know, Dallas Turner is a need. Yeah. I still think these guys.
Well, now you know he's thought to be the
neighbors, and these guys are better than him.
And you're seeing maybe he's not worthy of being at number eight. Do you trade back?
That's fine with me, but that's all I'm saying. I kept saying the same thing about Dallas. And he could be a great player. When I view him, I don't view these defensive ends as that guy because if you're where the Falcons are right now, they need a guy.
They need a guy. That tangible, generational guy who stays healthy. All right, coming up, women's college basketball averaged 18.7 million viewers.
21. Peaked at 24. Peaked at 24, yeah?
Man, damn. That's some big numbers. Major League Baseball would love those numbers. NBA would love those numbers. NHL would love those numbers. Can they do anything to possibly get to those numbers? We're going to discuss that next. Sports Radio, 1990 Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
$24 million viewers. Average of 18.7 million viewers.
3 years ago today. 3 years ago today.
What's that?
DMX passed away.
Really?
Yeah, 3 years. 3 years. Like, are you like you on this this coffee, Russ? Because I mean, you do you ask anybody? Because you keep going to get coffee. Did you ask if I wanted a cup of coffee?
No.
Okay, I was making sure. I was making sure.
Well, you would have said no.
It's not even about that. I would have said yes.
Oh, you would have said yes.
No, because I had drank too much coffee, Rob. And you've experienced this. I know Bo's experienced this. This morning, I got up about 4:40 this morning, Rob. And you know, getting out of bed with your wife, you got to be damn near ninja-like.
Yeah.
To get up out of there. So I'm walking in the dark, feeling my way through the bedroom.
Oh, you didn't kick something with your neck and toe, did you?
I open the door, and I guess the kids were playing upstairs. And, Rob, I hit it. I stepped on a damn Lego. And you know when you step on a Lego, it's like a damn
Rob, a spike going through your foot.
It went all the way up my left side, Rob. And it dropped me to a knee, and I wanted to scream so bad. But I know I would woke everybody up. But I just felt, I was like, I know Rob knows about this. I know,
man.
Dude, that it put me on my knee, Rob. That's how it hurt so bad. And I got this called it with the sweet spot. And anybody
know?
But the thing about it is mamas don't never step on them. It seemed like it's always us. It seemed like it's always us. Like, my wife ain't never said she stepped on a Lego before. But damn it, if my damn whole soul don't feel like it's swollen right now, I thought, I'm talking about just wanting to scream out so bad.
And the amount of anger you have towards your kids at that moment, send them away.
I just want to go wake their ass up. But I was like, I don't want to make them
run stadium stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I ruined my morning, waking them up would ruin it even more. But that's what I said. So I've been drinking coffee since 4:30.
You always get up at 4:40?
I wake up and I don't go back to sleep, man. I'm up. I'm like, okay. Well, I went to sleep about 11:30 last night.
I'm an early riser.
Yeah, I was like,
how much? I usually need 6 is all I need.
I need 4 or 5, and I'm good to go.
5 or 6, I'm good.
Yeah, I look at the clock. It's 4:45. Okay. All right, if I go back to sleep, that means I lose those hours because everybody knows you wake up early, but don't have to be at work for a few hours, and you got kids. That's the only quiet time in the house.
It's just me.
Coffee and TV from about 4:45 to 7:45.
No, do this, do that.
Yes.
No, give me money.
Yeah.
Especially that one.
Man, please. Yeah, they got, you know, that automatic stuff now, man. Like, how do you get money?
Well, the women's game, we know what that did this year. And, you know, Abe offered this up, and I think it's kind of interesting. What would it take for Major League Baseball,
nothing.
NBA, MLS, NHL to match those numbers?
Nothing.
Well, these numbers are going away next year.
You look at
They're going to still be nice.
They're still going to be nice, but they're not going to be like this kind
of
numbers.
This is juggernaut.
Yeah, because of the star power that the women's game had. And, I mean, they're going to have some really good players. I think Juju's a star.
Yeah.
I think that young lady is a star. But it's going to be one of those things where you got to, you know, you got to be spectacular and chase numbers and all those different things. But, yeah, baseball, what can baseball do? Baseball's still regional. We know that. They don't promote their stars enough. We obviously know that. I mean, so I don't see this going anywhere. There's some damn good hockey players. But, I mean, hockey ain't going to get no numbers
like
this.
They're going to peak at 5.
Yeah, right? They're not getting no numbers like this.
Baseball, I guess you have to have the Yankees, Dodgers, glamour franchise. Yeah. Maybe even Braves, too, for that matter. Yeah, I think the Braves up because we America's team is what they call it.
So. Yeah, so I don't see anything outside of the but obviously the big two. The
game 7,
college
yep.
football, college football. And but we talk about game 7. Who's in game 7?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing because – you know, as far as you talk about baseball, you talk about the brands, who's going to be in Game 7? Because even though last year, you know, you had Texas and you had Arizona, if they were in a Game 7, I don't think the numbers would have been big. I honestly don't think those would have been big numbers in last year's World Series in the Game 7. I still don't think it would have came anywhere near 18-something.
Well, even my ear is saying you don't think Yankees, Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers get those numbers?
Yeah, I think that.
I think they would stretch at it.
I don't think they'd get 18.
No.
No, I don't think so. Yankees, Dodgers? In Game 7, or Shohei, you got Judge, Soto, Freddie, Mookie.
What about even Yankees, Braves? Look at how big Braves country is.
Yeah, that's I was just true. Saying that. The yeah. national appeal going back since seven. The early 80s, yeah?
Yeah, okay. But that's what I'm saying. It's got to be a Game 7, you know?
With two of the biggest brands in history.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. But like last year's, I don't think so.
Well, good for the women. Of course, the women's soccer team at Mercedes-Benz, they drew over 50,000.
Dude, I saw that crowd. I was like, what the hell is that? Yeah. And then, I mean, because I just saw the stadium. I was like, where are they at?
So they've got a luster and mystique.
And I was like, wow, look at all those people in the damn stadium for the young ladies playing soccer. I thought it was unbelievable. I saw they just broke ground on the new training ground that they're going to have.
Where's that going to be? Is that Peachtree
City? I thought it was out in Conyers.
Conyers.
Yes, I thought it was out in Conyers. So, I saw they broke ground on that
yesterday.
Name it
after Sir Arthur Blank, too, okay. Of course.
I mean, more buildings. He doesn't have a building named after him, though. Yeah. He can name whatever he wants because he pays two of them.
All three of those Home Depot founders have their names everywhere. Yeah. Bernie Marcus at the aquarium. Carell over there at Grady Hospital. So, yeah. The women's game is interesting this year. I think they're not going to have these numbers, but I think the numbers are going to be steadily good.
Yeah.
Because once you go down the wormhole of Caitlin Clark and, Angel Reese out there at LSU, well, you learn about Juju. Oh, Paige Bookers is coming back, too, next year. So you go down that wormhole and learn about them, and they're great players. So there's some charm, and the coaches are colorful.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim Mulkey, Ratchet.
Because, that was always the thing. That's one of the biggest things about college basketball. A lot of times when you looked at the star power for the most part, a lot of times was the coaches. Yeah. It was always the coaches.
The coaches are the celebrities. Yeah,
it was Pat and it was Gino, rival that went all the way back there and everything like that. And now you got these players that are bigger than most of the coaches now. I'm not saying that, and maybe that might go back to it, like you said, with the Kim Mulkey and Gino and obviously Don Staley and everything like that. But now, I mean, you just have, when you have a generational player that everybody knows about, you know, then you get more eyes on it and things like that. And that's why I said, I think if you look at just game wise, like just box office, people will go pay C. People will go pay see Juju.
You know what's so interesting? The women's game, they allow them to be much more physical than we see in the college men's in the NBA. I mean, they're all over the floor, throwing elbows, pulling hair.
These young ladies are physical, man. They know what it takes because it's an old school game.
That's
what I was going to say. It's more inside out when you look at college basketball more than especially in the NBA because if Edie was, because 10, 15 years ago, he'd be unquestioned number one pick. You know, you got a 7-foot-4 guy, but now because of how the game is played, pick and roll, he got slow-ass feet, all those different things, it's going to drop him out.
He's going to be drafted late first. Yeah. He's going to have a career.
You think so?
And you know what? Zach Edey, he'll stick around. He'll be a piece.
Okay.
He'll be somebody, you know. He'll probably be one of those guys that just goes off on a random February night in Sacramento.
It's in Fayetteville. Okay. But I'm sure he'll make a team and everything like that. But it's just all about, you know, it's a space game now.
It is a space game. And he's a liability in a space
exactly.
game. You know what happened and what's so interesting? You know, he was a good hockey player, a good baseball player, but he's only like 6'1", and he grew to like 6'10 in the span of 13 months. So he, like I mentioned, a baby giraffe. He had no coordination anymore. He couldn't throw, he couldn't hit because he didn't calibrate his body yet. It was kind of weird, but his footwork's a little better than you think. But yeah, like I said, the spacing of the NBA.
The spacing of the NBA is going to give him trouble.
Yep.
And the ability to, and the thing, he can't step away from the basket nowadays. So, I mean, and neither can Clint Capella, but Clint's a little bit more athletic when you talk about it's a pick and roll game. And, you know, if you can't shuffle your feet, then you're going to get straight abused if you want
to pick and roll him to death.
And they will.
Maybe right out of the league.
They will keep him
in
the damn pick and roll.
Let's see. Well, college football and the NFL, they're already there, basically.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that. Even with all the change and everything like that, especially in the, on the college level, the collegiate level, you know, with the, you know, people not wanting to see these kids get paid and, you know, the divisions being, you know, the, going in all this movement in college football. Still, I mean, on Saturdays, it's fine. It's all about, we talk about it, complain about it, everything like that, all the stuff that doesn't go on the field, that doesn't happen on the field. But when it gets to the field, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Since we do this for a living, we have to sit there and see what's going on. And the word, the phrase we see, transfer portal.
It is. I mean, it's amazing. I'm looking at I just came up.
Even that, what was that girl's name at LSU, that blonde little point?
They went from, she went from Louisville.
Louisville to there. Now she's, she's going to South Carolina, I think.
Is she?
I think so. She's chasing that ring. I think South Carolina.
Oh, I ain't mad at her.
See if that's a lady.
I ain't mad at her. But I mean, that's just where it is. And it's where it is because of the fact is that and I don't have a problem with it, but it irritates me, though. And that's the thing about it. I don't got a problem with it.
Well, it teaches
like,
you
damn,
how to quit if there's a little bit of adversity.
But I mean, it's just one of the things where, well, what's going to make you happy? Obviously, playing. Because, I mean, I'm one of those people, if I got to go somewhere to go play, then that's what I got to do with myself. We just didn't have that mentality. We're like, well, I'm just going to take this man's job. I'm just going to outwork him. There's no way you can keep me off the field, coach. You know what I mean? We just always had that mentality. We weren't running from it. I'm not saying these kids are running from it, but it's just so
– a lot of them are.
It's just so easy now to go get what you want. Hey, whatever. Because I tell you this, once I left Georgia, you think Georgia's going to take care of my family? Nope. That was damn sure wasn't. So sometimes you got to get to a position where you got to take care of yours.
Yeah, a little bit of both, but it kind of just erodes that whole thing about if I'm not like a situation, I'm just going to go somewhere else. I don't like it there. I'm going to go somewhere else. That actually reflects poorly upon you when you're being evaluated for the next level. You keep leaving and leaving and leaving. Maybe you're the common denominator.
Depends on what you and also depends on how much of a baller you are, though.
That's true.
Because you know how it is. You know, talent, sometimes it sways you against the fact that he might – you know, be a little soft-hearted.
That's true.
Might be a little soft-hearted. But he had 16 sacks, but he's been on three different damn teams. But he had 16 sacks in 1 year, so he's a damn ball-playing Jesse. But I mean, I think that's going to be the biggest thing, and that's why you were talking off the air. I was asking you, I was like, when you look at all these coaches, and I mean, you look at these legendary coaches leaving, and I don't think it's like you said. I don't think it's because everybody's got an equal amount of NIL and all those things. No. I think it's because
they're tired of the nonsense.
They're tired of having to re-recruit your damn all.
We've heard Rusty Manziel talk about players coming in every week. I need an extra
10K. Yeah.
The shakedown meeting.
Like, I'll be damned. I'll let y'all little ass shake me down.
Re-recruiting your roster as well as recruiting high school players. It's just like, I'm sorry.
I ain't got time for it, Doc. I ain't got time for it.
We got a back page coming up with Bobo. What you got, brother?
A lot bigger stuff happening yesterday than a silly eclipse. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Oh. A silly eclipse. Hold on. As astrology driven as you are?
Astronomy,
I'm sorry.
Astronomy. Don't insult me like that.
Yeah. My bad, Bo.
No, look, there was a lot bigger things happened yesterday than the eclipse, is all I'm saying, and it may have been happening at Truist Park. How about that?
I like it.
Huh. You've seen one eclipse, you've kind of seen them all.
How many you see, Bo?
Two. And I didn't see the one
what's
yesterday.
Bigger than the sun is what Abe said.
A hammer might be.
Well said, if you see one, you see them all. How many of you to see?
Even the sun needed some time
now,
off.
Now, what I wish I would have done
humanity.
Is get a filter for my telescope. That's how you want to watch an eclipse. But through the naked eye, they do all kind of look the same.
That's a good point. All right, it's coming up next. It's Andy and Randy Tribble in for Bunker Sports Radio 99 again.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. And we got Brandon Adams coming up a little bit later on. Talk about everything Georgia, host of Dog Nation Daily.
Oh, yeah, G next weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, man. G. Hey.
Nice, sensible 80,000 people, maybe?
No. Probably 60.
Yeah.
Probably around 60. Probably.
Not going to duplicate the hype of Kirby's first year.
Oh, no. Maybe. That was all. You remember that, boy. It's 90,000. Oh, yeah, we got to get up in there. But no, I don't think it's going to be like
probably
that.
By tripping over spring game attendance. Like, great.
Yeah, you never know. I know Carson Beck, from what I've read, Carson Beck looks amazing.
In what way?
He looks sharp.
Oh, just
yeah, how he's spinning that thing. I was like,
well, he's always had that. Just get a little better, get a little bit more mature, yeah, and that Lamborghini, driving that to work every day.
Right? Yeah, I mean, hey, teach his own.
Hey, let's get to the back page.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Satan man!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So along with MLB announcing that they were going to be unveiling a statue of Hank Aaron in May, the USPS also announced yesterday that they're going to make a commemorative stamp in honor of Hank Aaron on, yesterday being the 50th anniversary of him breaking Babe Ruth's record with 715. Rob Manfred was also in the house yesterday, announcing that MLB was going to be announcing a $100,000 endowment scholarship at Tuskegee.
That's kind of cheap.
You think?
100K? Come on, Rob.
Well, 100K, assuming, not one kid's going
to
get all.
Doesn't go as far as it used to.
No, it does not. No, it does not, but never complain about when somebody giving you free money.
MLB does have some money. Maybe
right. Yeah, they got plenty of money, but yeah, it's better than what you had, or better than nothing. I thought it would be more, too. I always thought
that's a good attitude. I should.
I believe in that. I mean, yeah. That's something that came from mama.
100 grand more than you had.
That's what my grandma and mama taught me.
The stamp idea is cool.
I thought he had one already.
I think this is a 50th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure that
he does have one
at some point.
Okay, what opens up today?
Yesterday at the Atlanta History Museum.
Okay, all right.
I think it probably actually opens to the public today. They unveiled a Hank Aaron exhibit. Our own Sam Crenshaw was down there sending me pictures of this thing. And I did talk to a few people that were in attendance at the Atlanta History Museum exhibition, luncheon last night. And they said this thing is kind of like a tunnel, kind of like a maze almost, that takes you from Hank's very early years all the way through his MLB career and post with all of his work out in the community. I highly recommend you seeing it.
I wonder what artifacts are in there, because a lot of those most well-known artifacts would be in Cooperstown.
They actually got with Hank's family and anybody that knew Hank and invited them to bring any artifacts, anything from his childhood, anything from his playing career. There's a lot of stuff from the actual Aaron vault at his house that is on display in this exhibition.
Cool. That's
going to run through the All-Star game next year. So you only have a year to go check this thing
pretty
out.
Cool.
Atlanta History Museum. It looks phenomenal. The pictures that Sam sent me yesterday looked amazing. So I'm excited to go see this thing. And then the governor, Brian Kemp, was on hand yesterday at Truist Park.
Well, thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo.
With a proclamation, because he's the only guy that can do this, making April 8th Hank Aaron Day.
Well, thank God we had him to
that's what I'm about to say. We get off on that?
We get off on that one.
We get off
check
on
with
that?
Mike Conley.
That's
on
not
that.
A partisan remark. I just loathe all of them equally. So
the coolest part about yesterday and the celebration of Hank Aaron at Truist Park was not the unveiling of Hank Aaron Day or the unveiling of a Hank Aaron exhibit or a poacher stamp. It was who threw out the first pitch.
Yes.
Hank's great-grandson, yes. King Aaron,
yes,
will throw out the ceremonial first ball. Let's give King Aaron a big hand.
King Aaron.
Awesome.
Are you kidding
me? I like
the
sound of my own voice.
If that's not a G's name, what is?
Like, do all baseball guys have that voice?
They got to have that.
You got to have,
ladies and gentlemen.
You got to have that kind of voice.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, I thought it was cool when I saw that. That is great grandson throughout the ball yesterday. I mean, that's just going to be one of the things where that young boy is going to always remember that. But yeah, they all have that voice?
It's very similar voice.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's just kind of, you got to speak in the microphone very loudly.
Okay.
You know, PA
authoritatively.
I think that you hear PA announcers in baseball games more than you on any other sport.
That's right.
Because
he's always there with batter.
So congratulations to the fans of UConn after the national championship was celebrated in the early mornings last night.
Did they riot?
Only 5 were arrested.
Oh.
Hey, there we go.
Nice. They cleaned it up from last year. Now, as I told y'all a couple weeks ago, in order to get ready for UConn's eventual Final Four run that they were thinking they would go on, They removed all the light posts from the University of Connecticut campus. Because last year, these idiots went tearing down light posts and breaking windows with them.
Which is always one of the dumbest things in the world. But it is. But it's not your stuff, so yeah. But I always feel bad for the people whose cars just parked. All right? They might live in the apartment complex, and people just come in and just have the nerve to flip over their car or burn their car. Always got
to celebrate stuff.
My team won. Let's torch this car.
Let's destroy this car. We don't know whose it is, but you know what? We'll destroy it.
Let's burn this couch and we throw can it out flip the it over. Floor.
Sorry, yeah. Prius drivers. So I know who else was celebrating UConn's win last night. That was Dave Portnoy in the ultimate edition of The Rich Get Richer. Dave Portnoy, who had $600,000 to place on this game, put it down. Won $2.7 million off of $600,000.
Isn't that couch cushion money for him, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably. Or cookie jar money. Yeah. Jeepers creepers.
Coinstar money.
I'll probably never see $600,000. Talk about it, maybe. So, Randy, I pulled this one for you. So, before WrestleMania over the weekend, they did a lot of stuff out in Philly. They had a lot of shows that they invited people out, and they did, like, press conference-y type things. So the man that would eventually go on to win the World Heavyweight Championship off of Seth Rollins, his name is Drew McIntyre. He's Scottish. That part doesn't really matter. But he's a heel. So you know when they go to these public addresses, they always – heel characters have to address the crowd in a way that they want to be mean. They want to get the crowd upset, and they want to get them riled up.
Insult the reporters.
So here's Drew McIntyre pulling a page out of the book of Randy McMichael.
Grown adult. Don't have a title on your shoulder and peacock around like you want it for something. You want it for nothing, you're a bloody loser. I caught that out when I was 13 because I wanted to win a real one, so I won it twice. I'm going to win a third one on Sunday, so shut it.
Put a South Georgia accent on it. That's me already.
What I always thought about? Who was the best bad guy with the mic? Because, I mean, that was always the character when you would have to go sell and you'd be out there and what was that man's name? Ravish and Rick Rude. There was nobody better.
Back in the day, Rick Rude.
Rick Rude was the best one. So all you, Iron Sheik was just
on the mic though.
Iron Sheik, that was more political than anything. On the mic
and Twitter,
Ravish and Rick Rude. All you
Bobby
fat.
Heen. I think the managers have
out of shape, corn fed.
You know your woman thinks about me when she's with you.
No job having, and to let the women see what a real man looks like.
There's not too many modern-day guys that are on the mic as good as Paul Heyman, who's been around for 30 years.
And that ain't nobody but what was his name?
Bobby Heenan.
Bobby
Heenan, the blonde.
Not Bobby Heenan. Who was –
Gordon Solie, the broadcaster?
No, the guy with the ponytail. Dangerous something. No, what was his name? The one who – Heyman. But he had another name. He was another guy. He was another heel manager back in the day.
Yeah, he's been around for like 30 years.
But he had a different name, though. That's what I was trying to think. But yeah, I know the managers are always the best ones with Bobby the Brain Heenan, Classy Freddie Blassie.
Jim Cornette with his tennis
racket. Jim Cornette with the damn tennis racket. I mean, do they have those type of guys anymore? Yeah. You had
CM Punk really good on the mic these days. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. Like,
and of course, Dwayne's.
Mr. Fuji. Remember Mr. Fuji? Yeah. I mean, those were the good managers. What was my man who was. With the black manager Long,
Teddy Long.
Yeah. That's when wrestling was good. We had the manager and everybody like that, and they were just as part of the ring. Like, I ain't never seen nobody get KO'd with a tennis racket before. I ain't no tennis racket can knock out a 6'5", 300-pound man. But damn sure does.
Hit him in the temple.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you hit him right, he goes down. Leg kick. There it is.
So one more before you hear. So TMZ caught up with Lennox Lewis and asked him if he was excited about the upcoming Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
No, because I would feel really bad for Jake Paul. I don't want him to get hurt.
I don't know.
Should be sanctioned. And
I'm trying to figure out, because Lennox it's not Lewis, sanctioned, what is that going to mean?
So what he's reading into is that they're not going to go as hard at each other as they would in a sanctioned match.
Okay.
But are we forgetting that, I mean, this is Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson don't know how to slow down.
Have you seen his training videos lately?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson don't know how to slow down, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter that this match is not sanctioned. Mike Tyson's going to go hard.
Intentions. I do believe that.
Jake Paul's wearing headgear, right?
I don't know, he better be.
I think he is wearing headgear. I thought I read that he was
wearing headgear. No, he better not with no damn headgear.
That's what I thought I heard initially, maybe they changed that.
Like Mike, let's check that. Like Mike don't know how to,
This is not an exhibition match of like two actors. This is Mike freaking Crazy Butt Tyson.
Man, his training videos, he is scary.
I just need
right
Mike.
Now.
My thing with
he
this is.
He did a whole
Mike,
autograph appearance.
I still have this feeling. I just have a feeling something crazy going to happen, man. I don't know what it
Jim
is.
Jim Cornette with a tennis racket.
I don't know. I just have this feeling that something like Mike gonna spaz out of something. I don't know.
He'll flip the switch.
Like, or like maybe Jake Paul hits him too hard or harder than Mike thinks he should be hitting him. And Mike just loses it.
Mike just loses it. I can see Jake Paul running out the ring or something like that. I just don't know. I can see Mike spazzing out.
When is this thing? June?
July.
July. Yeah, on Netflix, right?
It's on one of the premium streaming.
I got a question real quick. Did you have to pay for WrestleMania or if you had Peacock?
No, it's not just the free. It's not free Peacock. It's a Peacock you pay like $10 a month, $7 a month for. But yeah, okay. It's not Peacock Plus.
Uh-huh.
But no, all the live events for WWE up until 2026 are on Peacock. Triple H over the weekend saying he kind of hopes that Netflix wants to take that over because Netflix is going to have Monday Night Raw starting next year.
Yeah.
Talk about unfiltered.
So there goes my damn. There goes the damn price going up another $10.
Graphic love scenes if it's on Netflix next year, I guess, right? All right, coming up, UConn's second consecutive title. Can they get a third? That didn't happen since 1973. And, well, can UConn maybe rescue the sinking ratings for the men's game? Because the women's game is certainly thriving. It's coming up next. Andy and Randy, Tribble in for Andy Bunker. Sports Radio, 1990 Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.